Well, UNC is no stranger to controversy. Being one of the top public universities in the world occasionally leads to that. But conversations have been ongoing over the last decade or so about how UNC is governed, as well as the extent of outside decision-making affecting the campus community. And recently, the Coalition for Carolina launched with a page-long advertisement and open letter in the Carolina Alumni Review. They're looking for fellow concerned alumni, faculty, staff, students, and allies of the school who want to defend UNC's independence from partisan interference. And joining me today, both in the studio and on the phone, to talk about this effort a little bit more are co-founders of the Coalition for Carolina. I have Mimi Chapman, who is a professor at UNC as well as chair of the faculty, in studio with me. Mimi, welcome.
Hi, thanks. And nice to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have Roger Perry, who is a co-founder and an alumnus of UNC, on the phone with us. Roger, how are you?
Good, thank you. Nice to be here.
Yes, absolutely. So, Mimi, I want to start with you. This idea for the Coalition for Carolina came from an open letter that you published this summer talking about joining together as a UNC community. And it's important to note that this isn't exactly motivated by the actions of the campus community, right? What sparked you to have this idea of having an effort to really kind of join people together in this way?
Well, we had numerous things happen over the summer, and we've had a number of things happen, of course, over the last several years that really have been problematic to our campus and have found their roots in the governance structure. Following the Nicole Hannah Jones debacle this summer, or in the early summer, a number of former trustees took out an ad in the News and Observer making the case for Carolina, which was all terrific. And I think Roger was part of that effort. And I felt when I read it, all of this is absolutely true, but we need to move somehow to action. And so at that point, I wrote the op-ed or the open letter that asked for a coalition to come together that did extend well beyond the campus, that it couldn't just be pressure from faculty, staff, and students, that wasn't enough. We really needed alums. We needed other concerned citizens, businessmen, and women, and people who had been former trustees who understood how governance had worked in the past and understood that there had been some pretty dramatic changes in the last several years and that those were really resulting in harm to our campus.
Sure. And Roger, turning to you, I'm hoping that you can share some of your thoughts about some of those changes that Mimi was alluding to. I mean, obviously, both of you have been around the university and in the campus community for years. From your perspective, Roger, can you describe kind of the shift that you've been experiencing around UNC from like a decade ago to now, whether that is directly or indirectly?
Well, yeah, I think that it's, it's a subtle but meaningful difference. In years past, the boards of trustees and the boards of governors have acted in a manner of oversight, consultation, consent, and close participation with the chancellor and the faculty in jointly coming up with solutions to problems and decisions about how to manage and operate the university that have been led by and informed by the faculty and the chancellor and the provost with oversight and input from the boards. That has changed. And now the board of trustees and the board of governors, on a number of occasions, rather than making joint decisions of how to do things and providing oversight and advice, have mandated decisions and have caused great stress and great trauma as a part of that. Last fall, mandating that school must open within class teaching. The incredible machinations over Nicole Hannah Jones, and this summer, the Board of Trustees, along with the Chancellor, made a strong recommendation, list of recommended candidates to be put on the Board of Trustees, which was completely ignored by the Board of Governors, and no one from that list was appointed. Instead, the appointees were of the Board of Governors' choice and appear to be have been done in a highly political manner. So it's just a totally different philosophy today, where politics trumps what's in the best interest of the university, whereas politics 10 years ago, politics took a very subordinated role to what was in the best interest of the university. So there's kind of been a flip in terms of how decisions are made and what the priority is in coming to a decision, and the fact that the decisions are often mandated by one or other of the boards.
We're speaking with Roger Perry, who you were just hearing speak there, as well as Mimi Chapman, who's joining me in studio. They are co-founders of the Coalition for Carolina, which is a group aiming to try and address UNC's independence from partisan interference. You were just hearing Roger share some examples there, and I want to turn back to you, Mimi, and get your thoughts on some of the things that Roger just said, too. And I also want to point out that the timing of this is very interesting, since we just had a Board of Trustees meeting this morning where they were discussing, and a little bit yesterday, too, actually chiefly yesterday, where they were discussing the governance structure on campus at the request of the Board of Governors, which is doing a review of the entire UNC system.
Yes, absolutely. They are looking at what powers have been delegated to various parts of the campus, whether that's to the administration or to the faculty. What that will result in, I don't know, but you know, certainly it gives you pause if they are concerned about where authority lies, and we know that they have been putting things in place to take authority back. Years ago, when there was a measles outbreak in North Carolina in 1989, the campus made decisions in partnership with the public health departments. All of the campuses did, in Raleigh and in Chapel Hill and wherever, about whether they would require boosters. That was a campus decision to negotiate with their local authorities. And, you know, as we've seen with vaccines currently, that authority has not been delegated to this campus. There is a legal analysis that's put forward by the UNC system that public health lawyers who have been working in this field for years say is incorrect. And so, you know, there we are.
Absolutely. And as the Coalition for Carolina's mission statement says, the focus here is on UNC Chapel Hill and the campus, despite, as you and Roger have both mentioned, a lot of some of the problems perhaps coming from the UNC system Board of Governors. Mimi, can you share the decision-making and the reasoning behind getting this group together to specifically try and address this at UNC instead of across the broader system?
Well, I mean, you know, I would never presume to speak for other campuses and what they want or what they don't want. And so it may be that some of the good that comes out of the Coalition for Carolina will benefit other campuses in terms of their own level of autonomy. I mean, certainly if the governance structure went sort of back to operating as it did in the past, I would think that might be true. But it simply is not my job to speak for other campuses. So I wouldn't do that.
Sure. And I imagine it's also partially that we know people are incredibly passionate about UNC, as they are for all of their schools, but UNC as well, being a top public university, you know, kind of the flagship university, people know publicly in North Carolina as well. There are a lot of people who might support this effort too.
I think so. I mean, certainly when I wrote the open letter, the outpouring was just tremendous. And so, you know, there's been a little bit of time between that and between being able to get the website launched and all those sort of things put together. And just so grateful that Roger and the other co-founders came forward, because I obviously cannot run a coalition and do my job as well. It's been just an amazing outpouring. So we're hoping now that all of this infrastructure is in place, we can really bring people together that are concerned and have expressed concern.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Mimi Chapman and Roger Perry, who is over the phone about the Coalition for Carolina. And Roger, I want to turn back to you. Mimi was just kind of alluding to it there about what you guys hope the impact the Coalition could potentially mean for other campuses as well as Carolina. Can you share, Roger, what the long-term vision for this group is?
Well, I think that the, you know, at this point, our goals are modest. We want to build awareness of the fact that we have great leadership in Chancellor Guskowitz and his team, that we have unquestionably the finest faculty in the history of Carolina. Witness, as you alluded to earlier, our rankings, as well as the fact that our research grants, the knowledge and discovery that is coming out of Carolina, the quality of teaching that is being given to the sons and daughters of North Carolina is better than it's ever been. And in its core mission, despite all of these distractions, in its core mission, Carolina is performing extraordinarily well, but it's fragile, just like everything else. And so our goal is to protect that, to protect the team of administrators and faculty that are doing such a remarkable job. And, you know, hopefully to bring some kind of public awareness of what has gone on with this you know, ideological interference that has occurred over the last 10 years and seems to be accelerating. Although, I think our efforts already may be paying a little bit of benefit, as we at least hear them today talking about the issue of what the proper role of governance is and examining that and looking at the charter of the university system. So maybe it's paying some dividends in terms of actual reflection. Hopefully some education to these folks about the fragility of the university, the importance of the university, will make them good stewards of their position. I mean, you know, it doesn't take very much study to understand that the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is the leading economic, social, health, and environmental asset that the state of North Carolina has. And we just want to make sure, our goals are to make sure that's preserved for the citizens of our state and that it can flourish.
That was Roger Perry you're hearing there, and I'm turning back to Mimi Chapman as we wrap up our conversation. I'm afraid that we're quickly running out of time, but Roger kind of gave us the broad goals there of the Coalition for Carolina. Can you share what some of the immediate next steps are? I imagine having just launched pretty recently with your letter in the Carolina Alumni Review, you guys are still getting people, having people reach out and get in touch, but what do you foresee the immediate next steps for the group being?
Well, it's really important when Roger talks about raising awareness. It is important for people to understand this governance structure because it operates behind the scenes and until very recently has been operating, you know, almost purposefully, in my view, in the dark, so that people don't necessarily, whether they're on campus or off, always understand the role of these structures and how they circumscribe decision-making on campus. So sometimes people's frustration and anger gets misdirected because of that. And so it is helpful just simply to bring the architecture of this out into the light and have people understand where decisions are being made, what constraints different decision makers have, whether it's at whatever level, and then to think about if that's what they really want. So part of this is, it is a reflective process that we hope to prompt both among current members of these governing bodies and among those who appoint them, as well as the larger community, just understanding how this works, why there is the fragility, why these sorts of decision-making structures erode morale on campus, and threaten that the ability or the desire really for faculty to stay. I mean, our faculty are already so poachable because we have such a great faculty and their compensation is not, you know, equivalent to many of our peers, peer institutions. So people are often coming after our faculty members or other institutions are. And so when things are in constant turmoil on campus and you don't exactly know who is making what decisions, that, you know, those offers become more attractive. And so that's, I think, what we really have to kind of pay attention to and get back on track.
Absolutely. Well, to finish up, if people are interested in learning more about the Coalition for Carolina, where can they go to learn more?
To coalitionforcarolina.org, all spelled out, Coalition for F-O-R Carolina. org.
You heard it there. And thanks so much to Mimi Chapman, who you heard speaking there, as well as Roger Perry, co-founders of the Coalition for Carolina, for joining us today to share a little bit more. Mimi, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Roger, thank you so much for joining us over the phone.
I enjoyed it very much. Thank you for having me.